Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John is been with us now for more than 12 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. He is the most outstanding alternative boards franchisee in the galaxy. That's tabboards.com, by the way. And he's our good friend, John. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. And thanks for cranking me up a little Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, how about that? Always got to have a little Skinner, right? Hey, John, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things I know you work on really hard with your clients and your alternative board roundtable meetings that you guys have down there in San Antonio is how to help your small business clients compete by being leaner and meaner. I know that's one of the things that you're working on recently. One of the things that I've been talking about for a long time is something you've been working on lately, and that is this idea, this notion of small business owners being able to be competitive with big companies for employees. And I'll tell you something, there are a lot of technical things that you and I are going to talk about, but I think underlying all of that, I think it's going to get easier and easier.
It could be. I mean, overall, well, let's start with the situation. You know, we know that small business isn't hiring as we pick up in the economy.
They're not.
A little bit.
They're not hiring. They're telling me they're not hiring.
No, and I'm not seeing it. But one of the reasons is, you know, we figured out during the Great Recession how to get two people to do the work of three people.
Yeah, big companies figured that out too.
Yeah, but they hire up and then they scale down. Mm-hmm. You know, those jobs come and go,
right,
depending upon the economic cycle. You know, the idea of laying off people, or actually the experience of laying off people for a lot of small business owners, was pretty darn traumatic.
That's right.
We don't do that easy.
It's like telling a family member they have to leave the house.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I think part of the reluctance is because we don't want to take on people that we can't promise a job for mm-hmm. a long period of time.
We don't hire people, we adopt them, don't we?
Yeah, too often. that's not my favorite approach.
I know.
I tell people.
But it's the reality.
You know, yeah, I cringe when a business owner says, well, we everybody here is family.
We're like family.
Yeah, I go, and I ask them, you know, okay, so which one is bad cousin Sally right. that everybody gossips
and which
about
the,
all the time?
Which one's the weird uncle? You know, what
right.
we really should say is, we treat our employees better than our family.
Right. Yeah. Families are dysfunctional.
Which is probably the truth.
Yeah, we're trying to get something done here. We're
right.
trying to, but because of that, you know, we need really good employees. I mean, we scaled down to, you know, let's say two where there used to be three. We don't mm-hmm. want to go back to three.
Mm-hmm.
And the two you have, obviously, if you did have to trim your staff, were the two best out of the three.
Right.
And they're very good at their jobs. And now that the job market is freeing up a bit, at least for good folks, I think folks mm-hmm. at the bottom of the ladder are still having a tremendously difficult time, we want to keep them. And other companies are hunting them, too. And too many small business owners say, oh, well, you know, if they get a call from a big corporation, I just can't compete with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. That's not true. We offer lots of things that the big companies can't offer.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, there was a time when it was sexier to work for a big company. Obviously, you got better benefits. You got a lot of training. And you probably made more money. And the whole aura of being working for a big company was pretty, you know, as I say, it was pretty sexy. Today, 4 years after, you know, the collapse, it's not that sexy to work for big companies anymore. I'm talking to a lot of folks who work for some of the biggest companies in the world, and they're asking me about, you know, what can they do besides this? I mean, it's not that, it's not, the bloom is off that rose, I promise you. And so don't ever be too intimidated. Don't ever be intimidated by a big company. And also, John, I think people shouldn't be intimidated about going after people who work for big companies. If you do, don't be surprised if they say, I'm listening.
Yeah.
John, give us a website, please.
You can find me at johnfdini.com.
We're gonna bore into some of the details. We'll come back about how you can be more. Make sure you're more competitive. Give yourself the maximum opportunity to hire a really highly qualified person, maybe away from a big company. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.